The snack wrap plus Caesar sauce equals extra crispy chicken Caesar-y greatness. Sounds delicious. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hear that? That's now crispy and McCrispy strips meeting creamy Caesar sauce. Sounds extra crispy. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever gotten in trouble for at work?
Doing what the boss told me to do.
Really? What was that?
Well, you and I have both had that on a number of occasions.
Well, that's definitely true.
In Knoxville.
It happened a lot.
That happened a lot where it was, you know, they'd tell you to do one thing and then you'd do it and they'd ask you why you did it. And that same thing happened in New Jersey, too, with a consultant. They came to town and said, you need to do more of this, do this, do this. And we go, okay, sounds good, I guess. Okay, fine, we'll do that. And then they came to town the next time and they go, yeah, we were listening to your air checks. I don't know why you're doing this. You got to quit doing that. It sounds terrible. We go, you told us to.
They didn't believe us.
They go, I would never tell you to do that. We go, that's exactly what you
I'm
told
I'm literally
us.
Looking at the notes I wrote from last time that says they think we should do more blah.
Yeah, we were all there. Mm-hmm. So that would be the dumbest thing, I think, is doing what you were asked to do.
It certainly happens. That's for sure. This one, I work at a convenience store, and I got written up for eating a piece of cheese while working.
God.
This one, in Tennessee, I got a good talking to because I didn't say good morning to a coworker. I have hearing loss and didn't hear them. They complained on me. What a butthole. My work gets mad at me for not attending company picnics, and I'm pagan, so around this time of year, I get mocked for not wanting to be a part of their Christmas celebrations. That's not, I don't think they can do that, just as a general rule.
Well, you can mock a person. you can still go, right? I mean, let's face it, holiday or Christmas parties, whatever your office calls them, are not really about baby Jesus. Like, I don't think you're violating any of your personal beliefs if you go to a holiday party.
But also, if you don't want to go,
you don't have to.
You don't have to go.
You don't have to. But you should, because they're fun.
This one is absurd. Tay is doing something a hero would do. Hello, Tay.
Hey, guys.
What did you get in trouble for?
So I was an over-the-road truck driver, and we were out in California during a parade. I got rode up 9 different times that single day for blowing my horn for little kids when they would do the arm pump.
Okay. What? I love doing
like
that.
Like during a parade?
During a parade, I got stuck. Unfortunately, I got stuck, so I had to sit and wait for it, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yep, during it, as a kid, I loved it. I don't care how old you are, who you are. You
absolutely
pull that arm, I'm blowing it.
You're a hero.
I got rode up 9 times, and the dispatcher told me they're going to write me up again. I told him, well, get it ready, because I'm not going to stop.
So it's a company policy? You can't honk the horn for kids?
Apparently, for them, you're not supposed to blow it. It's for emergency situations
only. Well, it is an emergency. Those kids are going to be sad.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, right? When I was a kid, we lived on a route where big trucks would go on their way to Dow Chemical. And we would often, if we were in the front yard playing and one went by, we'd do the motion. And there got to be one truck we recognized. He would always do it like Tay. And it got to the point where we had seen that driver so many times, he would honk the horn if we weren't out there just in case.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Oh, that was, as a kid, that was like, he knows us. He's the best. Oh, that was pretty cool.
Was the handle teddy bear ever used?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I didn't have a CB. You got to keep your safe. This started with Arizona State coach Bobby Hurley hadn't played a fellow for 5 straight games. His name is Marcus Bagley, and he's pretty good. He hadn't appeared in a game since the Sun Devils beat Northern Arizona in their second game of the year. Of course, Bobby Hurley, the great Duke point guard. And now a very successful coach with ASU.
Isn't there a guy named Marvin Bagley?
Unrelated, yes.
Oh, unrelated, okay.
As far as I know. So Hurley told the media that asked that Bagley hadn't played because of how well other guys were playing, and he told Arizona Sports that he just didn't have minutes for Bagley right now because of a stacked perimeter.
Okay.
Bagley went to Twitter and tweeted this. I usually don't address locker room situations to media, but for some reason, people aren't being transparent. To my fans and friends that are concerned, the reason I'm not playing has nothing to do with basketball or my ability. After my last game I played versus Northern Arizona, out of frustration, I made a mistake and said some things to Coach Hurley that I shouldn't have said. Me not playing is 100% punishment for what I said that day. Again, I am 100% healthy and eager to play. Not long after
that's
that,
not gonna help.
He retweeted his tweet, or quote tweeted it, and wrote, "I was just suspended for this tweet, for admitting I made a mistake." Eh.
Well, you did. You said you talked to him in a way that you shouldn't have, but then also ratted him out that he's the one keeping you out because he's got sour grapes about your thing.
You basically called him a liar.
Yes. So, well done, dummy.
Not your best move. But it's still, I mean, who knows?
Well, it's dumb, silly, punitive nonsense. But, I mean, Bobby Hurley was always a baby at Duke, too.
Yeah, he comes from
so
that type. Now, Jimbo's going to join us. He's on the harmonizer. And his is not necessarily a dumb reason why he got in trouble at work. Jimbo, what's going on? Why did you get in trouble?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay, and I definitely have a stupid reason I got in trouble at work, and I thought, well, I'd share.
Okay, go ahead.
Great.
So, you guys ready?
Yes. Nope. Nope. If you got that many false starts before you go, I don't trust your story.
No.
I don't know if you were still making it up or what.
Nope.
I think I've told y'all this behind the scenes, but at my very first morning radio show job, I was working for the Jeff and Jen show in Atlanta, Georgia, and they were two personalities that had come from a really popular, very successful morning show down the street, and we really wanted to be at everything. We wanted mm-hmm. to be at all the parties that were coming up, blah, 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 blah. And St. Patrick's Day, for whatever reason, in Atlanta, tends to be one of the biggest parties in that city other than, like, Pride.
Yeah.
So I knew, I was like, I've gone out every year for St. Patrick's Day. I used to work at this one bar, one of the biggest bars that throws the biggest party. They shut down three blocks of the city. And I said, oh, we should be there. Mm-hmm. Both hosts, Jeff and Jen, said, absolutely. And I said, I got a buddy who makes koozies. I'll see if we can get a discount. Got a discount, went ahead and ordered them, hit up the bar and said, hey, you guys want to give us some free tickets for this event? And they said, yep, it's close to selling out. This would be great. Thank you so much. We go to give away the tickets and the program director comes up to me and he's like, what do you think you guys are doing? I was like, oh, we're doing a St. Patrick's Day event. And he's like, I told you that the station couldn't handle that. And I said, right, we were in a promotions meeting where I brought up a bunch of really cool ideas to get this brand new morning show out into the community
mm-hmm.
to be live and to be local. And I got all this stuff donated for free. And it's so cool. And it's the biggest party in the city. And I got in so much trouble.
Normally,
I got in so much trouble. And then you showed up to the party 2 days later. And there was a sea of green Jeff and Jen show koozies. And the PD comes walking up and he goes, oh, this wasn't such a terrible idea. And I was like,
That is the exact kind of thing people used to be rewarded to. It's called hustle.
I never got
in our business.
Never got a, like, hey, other than like a, hey, I guess this wasn't such a bad idea. It was never a, sorry, I wasted your time or sorry.
Because it wasn't his idea.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it wasn't his connections. It was such an obvious reason and so messed up. So messed up.
Let's see. This one from Wisconsin. I was refused a raise because I have tattoos. They hired me with tattoos, and they aren't bad. They said I can't show them in the kitchen, and I keep rolling up my sleeves. I had to roll up my sleeves to mix salads and such, and I don't see customers. I was a prep cook. Yeah, that's stupid. That's really stupid.
Maybe he works for a place called Doug's Anti-Tattoo Cafe or something, and it would be a bad look.
Yeah. Clean arms and kitchens. Nope. I mean,
who knows?
This one from Carl, the dumbest thing I've ever gotten in trouble for at work was when I worked at Walmart and I wore a blue shirt and was told it wasn't blue enough. And they said, how do I know when it's blue enough? And they said, you just know.
I would have thought that there was like kind of a standard blue color.
I would have too. Derek in Albany. Derek, what is the dumb thing you got in trouble for?
So I'm a chef and I just started this new job. And apparently you're supposed to give the head chef a handshake first when you first show up and then when you leave. I was not told this rule. I didn't know something with the company. And my second day on the job, I got pulled aside by the owner and was reprimanded immensely for not giving him a handshake. I was disrespectful, and I needed to correct myself.
Is that a normal, like, kitchen culture thing? Or obviously just, not, because no. You didn't know.
Not at all, not in my experience.
Okay, I don't want to get you in trouble, asking for a friend, is that a... That doesn't help. No. Is that a big ego thing?
I assume so. I mean, I don't really conversate in the kitchen. I'm there to cook and make my money, not make friends.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. I would... Like, I don't mind. Like, I expect to be able to say hi to my coworkers when I come in and see them and usually let them know when I'm leaving. But if I had to, like, by rule, go walk to the different department heads and shake their hand good morning and then shake their hand good night, I would find that to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, like, you're definitely trying to define superiority here by making me do this.
Yeah, right?
But at least take a gentler approach if it's, like, tradition or something.
Yeah.
Just go, hey, man, nobody told you, but, like, it's just, it's like our kitchen tradition. Like, I can't force you to do it, but it'd be nice if you would do that. It's just, it's cool, and it shows respect. Because I'm sure he would have went, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you don't have to yell at me for it. I'll do it. It's not a big deal.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.